Welcome back to Hooked on Horror, your weekly destination for chills and thrills. Today's story is Deal with the Devil, a horrifying tale of a teenaged girl who comes face to face with the devil inside her own home.
Where is your mom right now?
I don't know. I thought she was with you visiting Dad's grave.
No, she isn't. Oh, no, I was afraid this would happen.
Afraid what would happen?
There's no time to explain. Go and check her bedroom to be sure.
Be sure of what?
Don't ask questions right now, Rachel.
Gran, you're scaring me.
I'm sorry. Just please go check. Now! Just don't let her see you. And call me right away if she does.
Oh, hey, I'm in the hallway. The door is closed.
Look through the keyhole. What do you see?
Something is in Mom's bed. It's Mom. She's making a weird noise. It sounds like an animal in pain. OMG! It's getting louder. It sounds horrible.
Rachel, get out of the house. Run.
What? Why? What if Mom's in trouble?
There's something I haven't told you.
What, Gran?
That noise you're hearing, it's not your mother.
Rachel opens the bedroom door a crack and looks inside. And she sees. It is her mother making those horrible noises. Rachel wants to run to her, but something holds her back. She closes the door.
Rachel, where are you? Are you still in the house?
Yes, I saw Mom making those noises.
I told you, that's not your mother. I did something terrible. Get out of the house now, and I'll explain. Quick, you're in danger.
Rachel runs down the stairs. Just then, the bedroom door opens. Rachel can't help but turn around, but she's horrified by what she sees. It's her mother, but there's something very wrong with her.
Rachel, come here. Please. I need to tell you something.
Mom, I can't. I'm sorry.
Seeing her mother in such distress, Rachel has a moment of indecision. In that moment, her mother grabs her by the wrist with a hand that's deathly cold. It sends an icy shiver all through Rachel's body.
Rachel, please, there isn't much time.
A rivulet of blood trickles down Mom's face, freezing along the way.
You need to listen to me.
Rachel manages to pull her hand out of her mother's grasp. She runs into the guest room and locks the door. She texts Gran.
Gran, help! I'm in the guest room! Mom came out of the bedroom. She didn't look good, Gran, and her hand was colder than ice.
Rachel's mother starts pounding on the door.
Rachel, please, unlock the door. Time is running out. I need you to do something.
What?
Open the door, and I'll tell you.
Rachel's phone vibrates with a text from her grandmother.
Rachel, where are you?
Gran, Mom wants me to open the door.
Do not open the door, Rachel.
But there's a key in the kitchen. She's probably getting it right now.
Listen, Rachel, can you get out through a window?
I think so.
You need to do that now.
Rachel opens the guest room window and jumps down onto the lawn. She runs into the woods behind the house and ducks behind a tree. Panting, she texts Gran.
I'm out of the house, but I had to run away from my own mother. What's going on? I'm so scared.
Where are you now?
I'm in the woods behind the house.
You need to come to the graveyard. Now!
But why, Gran? You have to tell me why, or I'll go back in the house. Mom needs my help, and I just deserted her.
Rachel, listen to me. Your mother isn't human anymore. And that thing that's taken over her body, it wants to kill you.
What do you mean something's taken over my mother's body? Well, how is that even possible?
Because I did a terrible thing, but I did it for you.
What? What did you do?
You know how your mom got so sick last year?
Yes, but that's behind us now. She's better now. Right?
No, the truth is she never got better.
What? Is that why she's acting this way now?
Yes.
But she was fine after she got out of the hospital. At least until recently. Come to think of it, she has been acting strange these past couple weeks. But I thought that was just from being sick. And her grief over Dad dying.
She is different, Rachel, and it's all my fault. The truth is, I couldn't let her go. For your sake. Your dad had just died, too. And I couldn't have you lose both parents, one after the other.
What are you saying, Gran? I don't understand.
You would have been an orphan, Rachel. Try to see where I was coming from. Your mother was about to die. The chaplain had administered the last rites.
Why didn't you tell me she was about to die? I should have been there.
Because I was not going to let her die. I simply refused to let her die. And that was when the devil came to me.
The devil?
He appeared above your mother's hospital bed, and he said he would make a deal with me.
What kind of a deal?
You may not know this, Rachel, but just as a person's spirit slips away from their body, a blood relative can intercept it in the devil's presence and act on behalf of the person who is about to die.
They can? That seems wrong.
Everything the devil does is wrong, Rachel. But sometimes it's a wrong in the service of a right, or what seems like a right at the time. And so, on behalf of your mother, I allowed the devil to take control of your mother's spirit so she could stay alive.
What? That's so selfish, Gran.
It was partly for me, yes, I'll admit it. But it was mostly for you. What if your mother had died that day, Rachel?
Well, I don't know. I guess I might have not have survived that. It was just 2 months after Dad died in the accident.
You see, it would have been too much for you to handle.
I could have come and lived with you. Mom and I talked about that when we thought she wasn't going to make it.
Of course I would have taken you in, but nothing compares to a mother's love. That's what I told the devil that day when I sold my own daughter's soul to him.
Gran, I'm scared to ask you this, but what kind of deal did you make with the devil?
The devil told me he's creating a new army of disciples on earth and that they will be all women. Because women are the strongest human beings, and they have a kind of power that he needs. He picked your mother to be one of the first, because he could see how special she is.
Oh, Gran, of course I know Mom is special, but why did the devil think so?
He said she has the heart of a warrior, and that she was born in the wrong time. He's going to make sure she has a chance to show her true strength.
Mom is strong, Gran. But now that strength will be used toward evil. Why did you make that deal, Gran? You should have let Mom die. Instead, you let her spirit get taken over by the devil.
I know. It was a terrible mistake. I was weak. I'm sorry.
Is there anything we can do now? I'm scared just thinking about what the devil might do. Mom wouldn't want to be used that way. I'm sure of that.
There is one thing we can do. Just one.
Tell me, Gran.
Your mother is still part human. Every day the devil sucks a little more humanity out of her spirit. Tonight, at midnight, the final piece of her humanity will disappear. The devil will gain full control over her.
Oh my God, Gran, then what? Gran? Gran, answer me, please!
That noise you heard tonight was your mother trying to hang on to that small, struggling piece of humanity she still has left inside her. The devil was right. Your mother is a very strong woman. And yet he knows she will be all his tonight. Unless...
Unless what?
Meet me at the graveyard, Rachel. At your great-grandmother's grave. It's the only way.
Just then, Rachel hears twigs cracking in the woods. Then, she sees a figure. It's her mom. But it isn't really her mom. And she is holding a knife.
Come here, Rachel. Please, come here.
Rachel is horrified by the sight of her mother. Even so, a part of her still wants to run toward her to help. But she runs away, toward the graveyard and her grandmother.
Rachel, my darling, I was so afraid. Quickly now, we don't have a moment to lose.
Gran takes out a needle and moves toward Rachel.
Let me prick your finger. This will keep you safe against your mother.
Rachel almost lets Gran prick her finger, but then she backs away. She runs to her dad's grave and places both of her hands on the headstone as if to gain strength from it. Gran appears with the needle, but she stops short right before the grave. It's as if an invisible force field prevents her from entering the space around the grave. Then, another figure appears. Rachel's mom.
Rachel, stay there! Gran can't get to you if you're touching your father's headstone. If you let her prick your finger, all will be lost.
Mom, why do you look that way? Why are you holding a knife?
Her mother utters a cry that pierces through the graveyard. It renders Gran immobile and speechless.
Rachel, listen to me. That cry will only hold Gran still for 10 minutes.
Gran has a look of mute fury on her face. She is powerless, for now.
What did Gran tell you, Rachel?
She said she made a deal with the devil, and that the devil took over your soul. And that you will be completely under the devil's control at midnight.
That's all true, Rachel.
Oh, Mom, but midnight is only 10 minutes away.
That's why I need you to be brave and act fast. You are as strong as I am. I believe that. I know that.
What do you need me to do, Mom?
First, you need to know that Gran didn't tell you everything. Because that day in the hospital, the devil took over her soul, too. She's older, so it took less time for him to get full control of her. That is not your Gran standing there. That is a full disciple of the devil. That woman has no humanity left in her.
I don't know who to believe. I thought she was trying to help me.
No, she wanted both of us to come to the graveyard, so she had to tell you at least some of the truth. And once she got you to listen to her, she knew I would follow you here. The devil wants all three of us to be here together. At midnight, he'll try to make us place our hands over the grave of Gran's mother, your great-grandmother Beatrice. That will create enough power to make you a disciple, too.
Oh, my God!
You can't let that happen, Rachel.
I know. Okay, Mom. What do I do?
In a few minutes, I won't have the strength to stop it from happening any longer. The devil will fully control me. And the damage he will be able to do is unimaginable.
Is the devil that strong?
We're that strong, Rachel. If he gets you too, the four of us together will become that strong. That's why he chose us. That's why I need you. To kill me. With this knife. It's the only way.
What? I can't. That's murder! I can't murder my own mother!
Rachel, look at my face.
There are multiple rivulets of icy blood running down her white, white skin.
No normal human being looks this way. At midnight, I am not going to be human anymore. At midnight, I won't be your mother. Rachel, it has to be the blood of my blood that commits my murder. That's the only way to end this nightmare.
Mom, I can't.
Yes, you can. Take this knife and plunge it into my hand. If I were still a normal human, it would only injure me. But because I have so little human blood in me now, it will kill me.
Mom.
Please. Please let me rest in peace alongside your father. Please, Rachel. It's 11:59. You need to do it. Now. Honey, I love you so much. I am so proud of you. Every day. And I know you will do lots of good in this world.
I love you too, Mom.
Rachel takes the knife from her mother and plunges it into her mother's left hand. A few drops of her blood appear, and then her mother falls lifeless to the ground. The being inside Gran's body emits an unearthly scream and disappears, leaving her corpse vacant on the ground. Rachel throws herself, sobbing, on top of her mother.
Goodbye, Mom. The devil was right. You are the strongest person on this earth.
That's all for today. Thanks for listening. Be sure to subscribe and follow us on social media at Hooked. You can also download the Hooked app to explore our entire library of spooky stories. Thank you.